Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in episode 91. The last time was all about team training. We talked about team training, the limiting of bullying, eliminating it, allowing some teasing, but knowing the line, and then numbers and groups and how to build your program. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back to it and listen to it. It is a good podcast. Now, we are going into episode 91. It kind of is same thing, team training, aspects we have taught and what we have learned. So allowing and learning, and that's why this one pairs, is where bullying and teasing, knowing the difference. So bullying and teasing, knowing the difference. So if you're doing group training, bullying is picking on and understanding, and you have to understand the aspects. Keeping in a constant communication with parents is the only way to understand this. So if you're going to allow teasing, which I think fun teasing kind of grows on the group and everybody, as long as it's not bullying. But you need to know where the parents are. You need to know how the parents. I like having the parents in the group because then they understand, and kids understand very quickly what's allowed and not between the parents and yourself. Bullying is one of those things that it's continually picking on somebody that has something or whatever it is, and it drifts into giving them self-consciousness and hurts them. We do not want that. Teasing, however, like, oh, I'm going to push you into pushing more weight, as long as the form's good, that's allowed. Or if it's fun, there is that line. Communicating with parents is the only way to understand this. And that's why this podcast pairs well with the last one. If you want the best out of your team groups, it's understanding that and growing the group to have fun, and fun teasing, but no bullying. Bullying is just one of those things that you'll lose kids, the team will drift apart, and you don't want it. One of the number one things I think is support and building each other up. So what goes with this is you support each other. There's fun, all of those things. Limiting the group number, they'll get to know the same people. If it's random people and they're not the same people each week, kids don't get as comfortable. Once kids get comfortable, they get to know exactly who they are. As well as in a gym atmosphere, it'll bring the best out of them. One of the things that they, as kids grow, they really start to understand who they are. And to this day in life, we will always be discovering what we are. So one of the things that I have found in the past is if you start helping them and have that support system first, then we allow the other things. So you cannot allow bullying ever, and you cannot ever allow teasing. Unless you've built this situation. If you've built this situation up and you got better and you have to allow some nice teasing and the fun part, but you have to build this atmosphere up. You can't just allow this to happen on day one, because when this happens, you will lose kids. Kids won't have fun, and then you're losing the aspect of a positive gym. That's what you want. So that's the growth. I just wanted to make sure that every person is learning this and understanding this, because as life goes, we start to realize that life is very short, and we want to build this atmosphere up. And we want to understand what makes gym fun, why kids will stick with it, how the team grows, and that is building a positive environment. Once you build this positive environment, teasing adds, it's like the icing on the cake, it adds to it if it's nice. Bullying will never, and you'll lose kids, so eliminating bullying 100%, and that's why this pairs with the last podcast, because it's part of a team atmosphere. It's part of anything, really. If you're coaching or training, it'll make the biggest difference. And it's one of those things that as we grow and we figure out everything, we can start really starting to realize exactly what parts of our lives we can grow our business in training, but also have fun so that the kids enjoy it and that they make your day way easier. Because if somebody's enjoying it and they even tease you back, you can fun tease them, your life is way better, you have fun, you build that up, and then you enjoy your job way more, and you also grow an environment of positivity. Kids will love it, you will love it, and it'll just bring out the best in everybody, because at the end of the day, kids need to feel supported, but they also need to be comfortable, and it can't be like a rigid, and that's why I like the aspect. Some people will be reading this and saying, bullying, teasing, what is this? Well, we're focusing on no bullying. Teasing adds to your fun with the kids, because then they realize you're a human, you're not just a robot, and knowing the levels of what you can tease, like teasing back and forth about some football, your teams or something, those are fun things, and understanding your client and who they are, because this will make the biggest difference in your life. Now, as we're moving forward in our lives and figuring out everything, one of my favorite things to focus on always is the positivity and making the environment. And we will be talking about that in the next one. But today's what we're going to leave you with is, how are you going to build up a safe space where people can be themselves. They grow together, the kids in the team, or if it's a other group training, have fun together. There's zero bullying, but there's fun teasing down the road once the situation and the atmosphere they have built up together. Ask yourself that. One of the number one things I would ask is, how are you going to do this? And this is building rapport with people, understanding who your clients are. And as you do this, it will help you. Also staying in constant communication with the coaches and with the parents, because this will help you understand what kids like to be and allow kind of to be teased, and things that they're very sensitive to. This will help you become a way better trainer and build that environment so that you understand every aspect of the kids that are in your gym. So in closing, build that environment up. Build it up so that you can be the best trainer and not just physically but mentally grow these kids so that they can be all they can be. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will chat again soon and have a great day.